Now, back home, property prices rose by just over 8% in the 12 months to January this year. That's according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. The cost of buying a home rose by 7.5% in Dublin, and prices outside the capital were up by 8.6%. This comes after the central bank said earlier that about 35,000 homes will be built this year. Now, that's half what they and others estimate the country needs. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Owen O'Brien, said the government doesn't have to let this prediction become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Obviously, it's very, very concerning, but it's not at all surprising. This morning I wrote to Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, providing him with a copy of the report to make sure he is actually paying attention to it and reads it, because he was having some difficulty with central bank reports on housing completion projections over the last 12 months. But also asking very clearly what is his view of this, that the central bank are saying exactly as you asked, that the government's agreed housing targets will be missed for the next 3 years. But also, what is he going to do? Because it doesn't have to be this way. We do not have to accept housing failure, both in our own alternative housing plan and the Housing Commission's report. Alternatives have been set out as to how we could increase and accelerate the delivery, particularly of social homes, affordable homes and private homes for working people to purchase.
Sinn Féin's Owen O'Brien speaking to reporters at Leinster House a little earlier. For more, let's talk to our Economics and Public Affairs editor, David Murphy. David, let's start with the central bank and what it's saying today about home building this year. What's it forecasting?
So what it's forecasting is 35,000 homes will be built this year. So it basically trimmed back its forecast for this year to 35,000 and to 40,000 for next year. The government's plan is to build 300,000 homes between now and the end of 2030, and that would work out at an average of 50,000 homes a year. Last year there were 30,000 homes completed, and the big concern is that really apartment building seems to be slowing down very significantly, and we've seen that in the planning permission figures, showing that the planning permissions for apartments were down 39%. A lot of this may be due to foreign investors not taking part in the market, and there are a variety of reasons for that.
But 35,000, that would be a long way short of what a lot of people had hoped for.
So the central bank has said in the past that if the government wanted to deal with this in a 10-year period, it'd need to build 70,000 homes a year. Over a longer period, if it was to deal with it over 25 years, it needs to build 50,000 homes a year. One way or another, you've got a really strong economy, interest rates falling, population rising, huge demand for housing, and what we have at the moment in terms of house completions is far below what's needed.
Can we turn then to those figures from the CSO about house prices? What are they saying?
So what they're saying now is that property prices rose by 8% over the past 12-month period. We can see the cost of buying a home is about 7.5% higher in Dublin. Outside the capital, the figures are up 8.5%. In reality, the pace of growth is slowing ever so slightly. It was rising at around 10% per year earlier, late last year. Having said that, the cost of buying a home is up 161% from its low point in 2013. And what these figures basically show is it's just getting more and more difficult for people to buy a home. That's due to the lack of supply and the rising population, very strong labour market as well.
David Murphy, thank you for that.